Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, this is one of those weeks when it just seems kind of crazy. We are already halfway to the weekend because of the short week, because of Memorial Day. So Wednesday afternoon already, halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. So, yeah, we were expecting rain yesterday. I know there were a few scattered showers around. I didn't see any rain. I don't think there was any rain at West End. There was no rain that I could tell from downtown New Orleans. And looking outside right now, there's some rather threatening-looking clouds around, and we're expecting some rounds of some pretty heavy rain and possible street flooding. So, you know, the areas that you know that tend to flood are going to probably flood if we get one of those big thunderstorms in that area. There's a front coming through here. Look, the bad news is we're going to get some pretty heavy rain. The good news is it looks like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. And yeah, I made arrangements to go to the... Apparently, there's a new amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi. You know, I remember Goshen, and a lot of you who are boomers will remember Goshen as well. You know, there were a lot of little towns before the interstate. Yeah, I mean, look, I go back to traveling to the Gulf Coast before the interstate. And I think the interstate went a certain way, and then you went Highway 90. And I remember taking Highway 90 through the Wrigley's and that whole area, and you went through the Gulf Coast, and you went through Ocean Springs on the other side of the Bay Area there, and then you just kept going, and you go to Pascagoula, and then I think Goshen might be before Pascagoula. It's been so long, I forget, but I remember that's the way we used to go to the Gulf Coast, and you would drive through Goshen. Well, apparently there's an amphitheater there. Rick Springfield is on tour, 40 dates. They're starting in the next day or so in Clearwater. I talked to his manager last night and made arrangements to be there. But, you know, Rick's not, he doesn't want to do any interviews right now. Rick tends to be prone to getting colds, and he just doesn't want to be around many people. I mean, I'll have a chance to say hi to him, but this tour, they're not doing any interviews. But Wang Chung and also John Waite, who was with, Modern English? I think John Waite's with Modern English and the Babies. And I remember interviewing the Babies in the 70s when they were hot. And they had a big concert in Baton Rouge. And then John Waite went on to do some solo stuff. And really, his biggest hit. And it's one of those songs that I never get tired of hearing. You know, sometimes you hear a song, it's like, oh my God, I don't want to hear that song ever again. John Waite's big solo hit is a song that I never get tired of hearing. The song Missing You. Remember that song Missing You from the mid-80s? Yeah, we'll play that a little bit later in the show. But John Waite, Wang Chung, and Rick Springfield on a 40-date tour, and they're going to be in that amphitheater in Goshen. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be, I think, Sunday afternoon. All right, so MISO, Not Energy, or CLECO, seems to be responsible for the power outage on Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. This is according to the Public Service Commissioner. We've got the stories on our website at WWL.com. But I love the way Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish, I love the way the New Orleans City Council is like going after the truth, trying to figure out who's responsible and why. And I heard on our news, and you've heard it as well, that apparently there's a level, a progression of warnings before you get to that point where the power goes out. And they just flew through those at an unusually fast pace and just got to suddenly, you know, there's barely any notice and suddenly the power's out. And that shouldn't happen. So incompetence not only lives in New Orleans, but it lives elsewhere as well, because I think MISO is in Indiana or some other state, some state up north. And they also oversee some of the power going into Canada as well. So they are in charge of the power grid to whatever degree. I mean, this is not my area of expertise, but they're overseeing the power grid here in New Orleans with Energy and, I guess, CLECO as well. But, you know, let's please get to the truth. All right. Steve Bannon is bashing the far right when it comes to wanting to give up on the Epstein files. He said you can't surrender like that. And he's basically saying you've got to go after the Epstein files. And why not? You know, do you remember when the president said, I don't remember whether it was going to be 2 days or 2 weeks. He usually says 2 weeks. It's usually 2 weeks. I'll do it in 2 weeks. I don't remember the time, but there was a definite time he said, I will release the Epstein tapes, or the Epstein files. Where are they? And so there are conservatives in the media who are really pushing the Trump administration to release the Epstein files. And you can't help but be curious, why aren't they releasing the files? Now, we know that Donald Trump knew Jeffrey Epstein. We knew that Trump was pictured with Epstein. But they could have just been friends. We don't know anything beyond that point. We don't know if Trump was involved in having sex with underage girls. But that's what Jeffrey Epstein did. So we don't know. But man, I'm curious about the files. And I've said this so many times. I'm curious about the files because I think we need to do all we can to expose the men, many of them rich and powerful men, many of them men that we know. I think we need to do more to expose the men who create this market for having sex with underage girls. I want to know the names. You should want to know the names. We should shame these people, embarrass these people, throw them in freaking jail because of what they did. But at least, you know, we need to do more than just shame them. But I'm telling you, I fear that those rich and powerful men are rich and powerful enough to keep stuff from being released. And I'm getting the impression, and we're going to talk more about this next hour when I talk about these new pardons. You know, yesterday there was breaking news that the president pardoned Todd and Julie Chrisley from the reality show Chrisley Knows Best. Never saw it. He just looked like a pretty boy to me. I don't know. I wasn't interested in the content. I don't know what it was about. But apparently it was about their family and, you know, it was a reality-based show. But they were convicted, not accused, they were convicted of defrauding banks for more than $30 million. Todd Chrisley received a jail sentence of 12 years. Julie, a sentence of 7 years in prison. Their two kids, who are grown, their two kids, daughter and son, had been petitioning for Donald Trump, the president, to pardon them. Suddenly he pardons them. Why? All right, we're going to talk more about that next hour. And not only that, but then there was a nursing home executive in Florida who was suddenly pardoned after his wife attended a $1 million a plate dinner at Mar-a-Lago. You see where we're going with this? We're going to talk about this in the next hour. All right, Cybertrucks continue to drop in terms of their value. Depreciation continues to be very steep for Cybertrucks. Look, I mean, aside from the political attachment to Cybertrucks with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk blew it himself. You know, he acted like he gives all this money to Donald Trump. I think it was, $280 million or something like that to help Trump get elected. So Trump owes him something. So Trump pays him back by giving him access to the Oval Office and kind of turning him into what looked like a co-president. So Elon Musk did this to himself. And when he did that, there were so many people, even conservatives, even MAGA people, were kind of PO'd because they didn't like that Elon Musk was in charge of so many things when Elon Musk was not elected. Now, look, this is not going to hurt Elon Musk that much. I mean, it's going to hurt him a little bit, but I mean, the guy's got so much money that, you know, don't feel sorry for him. But he doesn't like the embarrassment of it. I mean, the man has an ego as big as his girth. I mean, you know, one of the reasons that I think that Donald Trump likes to be around Elon Musk, Elon Musk makes Donald Trump look kind of petite. I mean, Elon Musk is a massive human being. I mean, he's thick, he's tall, and he makes Trump look a lot more in shape when he's next to him. But anyway, the values for Cybertrucks is down like, you know, 37%. So, all right, look, here's a question. And I don't know if we're going to hear from anybody, but has anybody ever driven or ridden in a Cybertruck? I mean, what's it like? You know, it looks very futuristic, very weird. You know, but it looks weird in a very interesting way. You know, very futuristic. And I've always wondered, well, what's it like to ride in them? What's it like on the inside? I mean, I've kind of seen a little bit of the interior, but has anybody driven one? Love to talk to you. Love to talk to you if you've driven or ridden in a Cybertruck. I mean, are they any good as a vehicle? You know, aside from the political attachment to Elon Musk, is the Cybertruck worth it, or were they valuable because they were just so unique? And Elon Musk is now talking about how the White House made Doge as a whipping boy for everything. Interesting. You know, yesterday we talked about the rumor that, and it's all over social media, the rumor that Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron, was rejected from Harvard. And this is one of the reasons that the president is so PO'd at Harvard. Well, Melania has set the record straight on this, said it is a completely false theory that her husband is upset with Harvard because Barron was rejected from Harvard. Not true. Kathy Lee Gifford is uncovering the secret of thriving in her 70s. Well, you know, one of the big secrets is having as much money as Kathy Lee Gifford has. We'll talk about that. And the WNBA investigation finds no evidence of hateful comments toward Angel Reese. There was an investigation launched May 17th after a game. There was an investigation launched after the May 17th game between Chicago Sky and the Indiana Fever. And the Indiana Fever is the team that Caitlin Collins plays on. I'm sorry, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Collins is the reporter and anchor on CNN. Caitlin Clark. So anyway, we'll talk about all of this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well, sir. Wow, I scooted up. Good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, thank you. You know, I kind of took your advice. I had watched the last season of Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
It's about autistic people, like in their 20s, 30s, dating. If they've never dated before, never had a boyfriend, never had a girlfriend, and their autism is such a big part of their lives. And it's a Netflix series called Love on the Spectrum. And because that's what, if you have autism, you're on the spectrum. That's the way they phrase that. So I saw the last part of the last season, and I was very lonely because these people had been part of my life. Like when I went home, you know, every day, did a little work, watched that, then did a little more work at my desk at my apartment. But I missed them when that series was over. Well, Ian suggested that maybe I go back and see some of the stuff that I didn't see. So I kind of know how it ends, but it's still interesting because I've gone back and now I've seen the beginning that led to that final season that I watched.
Mm, good.
And it's really, I mean, I just find it so fascinating and so endearing. And these people have, I mean, the idea of kissing a man or a woman on the cheek, even on the cheek, is a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this one girl, she opens her mouth really wide. She opens her mouth, and then when she goes to kiss the guy, she closes her mouth. It's like, and then she, I mean, you know, it looks like she's opening her mouth to like do, you know, like tongue action, but that never happens. But I mean, I don't know if they would freak out over that, but let me tell you, these people are so sweet. You know, many autistic people are absolutely brilliant. I mean, they're like savants. And I just find the show just so innocent and so refreshing. It's called Love on the Spectrum. It's a Netflix series, and I recommend it to you. It's really, really nice.
Well, I'm glad you got that.
All right, so when we come back, we'll get to some of your texts and phone calls if you want to join us. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Also, we'll talk today about the president saying that Vladimir Putin is playing with fire. Yeah, apparently, if you're not in the rain now, apparently the rain is heading in our direction. And look, also, I want to. Yeah, yesterday we mentioned that rock and roll icon Rick Derringer had passed away, and I say he's an icon because he really is. But a lot of people don't even recognize the name, other than he was the artist that did that song, which is kind of a rock and roll anthem, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. That was his big hit. But there's a lot of Rick Derringer before and after Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, and I don't think we really gave him the honor that he deserves as a rock icon. And he truly was a rock icon. And I'm sorry that he passed away. I think he was 77 years old. But we just learned about that and talked about it yesterday. But we'll talk a little bit more about Rick Derringer passing away when we come back. I'm Scoot. It's Wednesday afternoon already.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. All right, if you're on hold, just hang on. We're going to get to your calls coming up and also some of your text messages. I'm Scoot on the air Wednesday afternoon already because of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. Rock and Roll Hoot You Coo is just one of those iconic songs. And as I mentioned yesterday, I've been in this business so long that I was playing this song on the air when it was just first released as a single. But this is not the first we've heard of Rick Derringer. Anyway, Rick Derringer passed away, and he was a very, very important musician because he worked with so many different people. So Rick Derringer passes away at the age of 77, and most people just know him by Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. But there are a lot of boomers who are going to remember him because of this song. This was a 60s hit. It was a number one hit in 1965. Remember this song? That's Rick Derringer. Rick Derringer was the lead singer of the McCoys, and they had one big hit, Hang On Sloopy, number one in 1965. 1965 was a time when there were American bands and artists who were picking up on the styles and the music and everything from the British invasion. And then they were becoming popular. And the McCoys were one of those bands. They were an American band, but you really couldn't tell them from the British invasion bands because they had the look, they had the sound, they were wearing the clothes. And so this is about the time, 1965, when a lot of American bands started to become prominent on the charts. And this was a big hit. And Rick Derringer was part of the McCoys. Rick Derringer also went on to work with a lot of different people. He was a big part of Edgar and Johnny Winter. Wrote some songs and did some lyrics for them. Rick Derringer also was a session musician, and many of you have heard his music, have heard his work when you've listened to Alice Cooper, Richie Havens, Todd Rundgren, Steely Dan, Cyndi Lauper, Barbara Streisand, and even Kiss. Rick Derringer worked with all of them on their records. So a lot of us have been exposed to Rick Derringer over the years, and you might not even have known it. So, you know, it was kind of a big deal. I mean, when he passed away at the age of 77, that was a big loss for the music world. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Earlier, I was talking about how the value of Cybertrucks continues to drop, and I asked if anybody listening has ridden in or driven a Cybertruck. I want to know what it's like. And Josh is calling from Diamond Head. Josh, you've been in a Cybertruck?
Yes, I have.
All right. What was it like?
First off, it is extremely spacious on the inside. There's a ton of legroom in the front and in the back, just like majority of Teslas. You know, their windshield goes almost further back than you could see when you're driving on the road, so it feels real open and all the way down the roof. So it just feels a lot bigger than most trucks you would find yourself in.
Okay. Was it a smooth ride?
It was actually a really smooth ride, and it has very impressive turning. Like the U-turn radius on them is actually pretty unbelievable. If you're in like a Walmart parking lot or any parking lot, you can start on one side where cars, you know, go in between the lines, and you can make a U-turn without going outside of either of the parking spot lines.
Wow.
I mean, it's a super tight turn.
That's amazing because it's so massive in size. It doesn't look like it would have a good turning radius, but that's interesting to know. Now, you see, with a vehicle, I like to feel like I'm in a cockpit. I like to feel secure. I like to you know, be behind the wheel, but kind of close in. I mean, I don't want to be, I'm not sitting way back and I'm not like leaning way back in the seat. I mean, I like to be like right up there and kind of really comfortable and with a tight fit right behind the steering wheel. So I don't think that I would like a Tesla if there's so much room there. Did you get the feeling that it had a lot of pickup?
Yeah. Oh, it had a surprising amount of pickup for a truck. And in regards to feeling like it's too roomy. Whenever you're in the driver's seat, like everything feels like proportionally right. It doesn't feel like you're too far away from anything.
Okay.
I guess I would compare it getting into, you know, like a sports car where once you get in, you're really tight and
really?
You're in the cockpit, as to where in that truck it's like getting into an SUV where you're very comfortable, but as you find yourself kind of looking around the inside of the vehicle, there's just so much room. It was impressive.
All right, so we're taking you inside the Cybertruck. Elon Musk, his vehicle is depreciating rapidly because of politics, but put the politics aside. What is it like as a vehicle? And Josh has been in one. Josh, is there a bench seat in the back? Are there two individual seats? And then what are behind the seats that are behind the passenger and driver's seat?
It's like the back seat's just like any other back seat in a full-size pickup truck. And then behind that is your bed. I think the reason that they're dropping in value is because they were so hyped up whenever they came out, and they were just, you know, they weren't getting mass released. They were just having small batches be put out, which I think caused the value to go up. But once a lot of people started getting their hands on them, you know, they wanted to compare them to quarter ton trucks, and I didn't see them being used in that way. I mean, it's a good vehicle if you need a bed for certain things, but as far as towing capabilities and honestly just comparing electric to gas, you're limited to a certain extent, but super roomy and still, again, feels like a truck and can be used like a traditional truck.
And so behind the seat, behind the back seat, that's your truck bed back there.
Correct. And if I'm not, I'm sorry.
No, I've never seen the back opened. Is it like a hatchback that opens in the back?
No, I believe it's they come with like an electronic tonneau cover that can cover the bed. And then the tailgate works just like a normal tailgate. It's okay. Got pretty decent sized truck bed space. Somebody I know that owns one, he went to Home Depot, and I think he put, I don't know, 40 bags of like mulch in the back of it or something. I mean, he uses the truck as it should be used.
Yeah. So it really, it doesn't, I mean, it's, since it's a vehicle that's fully covered, I mean, I don't know what you would use a tonneau cover for, because the back bed is covered, but it is indeed a truck.
I mean, correct. And I think, you know, my dad's got a tonneau cover on his truck, and it's just convenient whenever, you know, he may transport some things back there that he'd rather not get in the weather, and it's just convenient to be able to push a button and roll out a cover over it so it doesn't get caught up in the weather.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, I had a Ram truck a few years back, and I had a cover for the back, but I mean the Cybertruck, I mean it doesn't look like a truck, but what you're saying is that once you're inside, you realize that behind the back seat there's a truck bed, so this really is a truck.
Right, and the only thing is when the tonneau cover is up, you can't. I don't believe you can see out the back. I mean, I was in it when they kind of first started coming around, and I actually did a video on one of them. So it's been a minute, but I believe that when the tonneau cover is up, you can't see out the back. They give you a camera mirror as if you could see, even though if you turned your head around, you couldn't see out the back because it's covered.
All right, Josh, thanks a lot for that information, for taking us inside the Cybertruck, because I've never been in one. Josh, you're calling from Diamond Head. Do you live in Diamond Head?
I do. I'm actually a first-time caller. My boss, he gave me a shout, and he asked if I'd been in one before, and I told him, yeah. He's like, you need to call this number. They're asking about it. He's an avid listener to you guys.
That's cool.
pretty solid boss, so I figured I'd give you guys a shout.
All right, but you're a first-time caller. We do something special for first-time callers. It's a big deal, you know. Somebody's been listening to the show for years, and then one day they finally decide to call, so we make a big deal about FTCs. So, Josh, you live in Diamond Head. Do you you have a Hawaiian shirt?
I do not have a Hawaiian
you
shirt.
You don't? Wait a minute. You live in Diamond Head and you don't have a Hawaiian shirt? Isn't that like sacrilegious?
Possibly. I actually live right outside the back of Diamond Head, but I'm maybe a mile and a half away from Diamond Head, so that's the closest landmark I tell people I'm from.
Okay, because everybody in Diamond Head, I thought everybody has a Hawaiian shirt. I don't know when they wear them, if there's like some event they all wear their Hawaiian shirts to, but all the streets in Diamond Head are like named after like Hawaiian things.
And I believe that's the only thing Hawaiian about it, if you ask me.
All right, Josh, listen, thanks for taking us inside the Cybertruck, and have a great afternoon. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages coming up. I'm Scoot. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. New pardons from the President of the United States that are causing some controversy, and I've got a theory about those. The president is telling Vladimir Putin that he's playing with fire and bad things can happen to Russia. Vladimir Putin doesn't seem scared at all. So what does the president do about that? Anyway, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. And Kathy Lee Gifford says that, you know, she's doing well in her 70s. She reveals some secrets. But, you know, it's pretty easy to be thriving in your 70s when you got a lot of money. All right. We'll be right back on WFUL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I mean, Saturday afternoon in my neighborhood, there was not even enough power to do the electric slide. I mean, that was really, really sad. I'm glad that Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish, and the New Orleans City Council are looking in to figure out why the hell that happened. And let's make sure it doesn't happen again, because it couldn't have been intense heat, because when that happened, it was 88 degrees in New Orleans. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Let's go to Terry in Metairie. Terry, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, before I talk about what I really called about, you took my thunder away from rock and roll hoochie coo. I was a big blues man, Johnny Winter fan, and I could be wrong, but I want to say when Rick Derringer did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, he actually did it along with either Johnny Winter or Edgar Winter, and Abe Moore got the credits, or he may have redid it on his own. I don't know, but there was a big association. But a big song you didn't mention, I believe he was with Edgar Winter when they did that instrumental Frankenstein. Strictly an instrumental.
That was a huge hit.
That's how I got to know about Rick Derringer, because I was a Johnny Winter fan. He was behind the scenes guy. A lot of people didn't know that. You were right about that.
Yeah, I wanted to mention all the people that he had performed with, just to let people know that you may not have known his name, but you did experience the music of Rick Derringer and his musical genius. Listening to a lot of different artists.
He was I forgot about when you said the Hang On Sloopy. I remember that. I was a kid. That was like bubblegum sort of music,
Chicken rock.
Like the early Jackson 5, that kind of stuff. But yeah, that was a classic song. But real quick, main reason I called you, talking about Trump and pardon. You know how they say you could tell who your friend, what kind of person you are, who you hang around with.
Yeah.
And Trump really likes insurrectionists and other criminals. And, it's so blatant. They talked about Joe Gotti as the Teflon Don. Well, this is the Teflon Don. He, Supreme Court and these Republicans have given him carte blanche. I mean, he don't even try to hide the bribes. He's getting planes. You don't think he got money from those people. He just... when he got inaugurated, Joe DePlumas, Magus, who thought he was going to do something. Look who was standing behind him at the inauguration. Three richest men in the world. Yeah. I thought, they're getting ready to cut poor disabled people Medicare. You know why? Read the fine print. They're going to give even a bigger tax cut to the rich. People don't remember, Trump only paid $750 income tax a few years ago. He's getting ready not to pay any. Him and Joe Smart that voted for him, that makes $75,000 a year, is paying $15,000. I don't understand why these people they fooling themselves. And you know what? Anyway, we got the new Teflon Don, the con. And another thing, people pay attention. He was against Bitcoin. Well, all of a sudden, Don DeCon Jr. opened up a big Bitcoin company. And wasn't it ironic that Trump did a reversal and he's all for Bitcoin and the stocks of his son's thing shot up? You people better wake up.
I know. Well, then also think about how the president wanted to ban Muslims from coming into the country. And now he's like cozying it up to all the Muslims in the Middle East. Just interesting. Hey, Janice, you're on WWL. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, you were talking before about MISO. Okay. It says here that they're headquartered in Carmel, Indiana, and additionally, they have regional offices in Eagan, Minnesota, and Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, it's just really sad when there's not enough power to do the electric slide. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, especially that was really something.
Especially on Memorial Day weekend.
You know what I'd like to do with that song you've been playing before?
What?
I want to change the lyrics.
To what?
And I want to rename it.
Okay.
Hang on, Scooty. Scooty, hang
no,
on.
No. Let's not do it.
I'm being cute. It's the bad part of town.
Scooty can be the bad part. Listen, Janice, I'm honored by that. I'm impressed with your creative mind, but we don't need any Hang On, Scooty songs on the air. That's not going to help my image.
Aww.
But I appreciate
Judy, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Janice. And you know I'm in love with you,
the lyrics.
Too. All right. Thanks, Janice.
I'm being funny. Listen, you have yourself a good day.
Yeah.
I just hope we can get over this weather here because I heard some thunder before that was really a little ferocious.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's just, just the clouds bumping together or something. All right, Janice, glad you called. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. We'll come back, and coming up in the next hour, we got to talk about these controversial pardons. And we've already alluded, somebody's already alluded to what I'm going to talk about next hour with these. I did not post anything on Facebook yesterday, but I posted on Scoot on the Air Substack. It's, for some of you, it's going to be a brand new platform, but it's a different audience, a whole different mentality, and man, I'm loving it. So if you're kind of tired of all the hate and the name-calling on Facebook, then you might want to check out Substack. And I would love for you to be part of Scoot on the Air Substack. It's an extension of our show here on WWL. And I can be a little freer with the way I express myself because there's no FCC involved, if you know what I mean. So I posted something about the pardons this morning on Substack, and you can comment on that, and I will respond to your comments. All right, I'm Scoot. We're coming back with more. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1983, this was the number one song in America. I'm telling you, man, if you look back on 1983, that was a great, great year for music. And a lot of the stuff that we used to define the 80s musically came out in 1983. Every time I think about this, I think about wet T-shirts. You know, a lot of you may not know this, but very, very early in my career, I was fired for going to a Miss Wet T-shirt contest. Yeah, I wasn't the MC, but I was lifted up on the stage, and people recognized me and put me up on the stage with Captain Humble, and I became a co-MC of the Miss Wet T-shirt contest in Fat City, and it ended up on the front page of there was a weekly magazine called Figaro. Sort of an early version, not nearly as good as Gambit, but a lot more frivolous, not as cerebral as Gambit. But it was a weekly magazine, and our pictures ended up on the front of Figaro. And there was a woman with a wet T-shirt, and need I say more? I got fired. Well, anyway, I sued the station and got back pay and got another job. All right, Ian's got a couple of fast texts for us.
Yeah, here's the text that says, our Cybertruck is awesome. Driving and the inside is spacious and comfortable, second to none. And
cool.
I didn't know this. It will power our home for 3 days if the power goes out.
Oh, my. That's that's a hell of a battery.
It's like a generator.
Damn.
Why buy a generator when you can buy a Cybertruck?
Well, a generator is less expensive.
Yeah,
go over to Craig's and get a generator for a lot less than a Cybertruck.
Far less expensive. But you can't drive your generator.
Well, you don't know me.
Jeez, all right. Well, I'll just shut up for the rest of the afternoon.
No, it's okay.
I'm just kidding. Look, I'll leave you with this one. Text says, I don't own one, but I've driven plenty. They're a great truck, not too good for off-road driving because they're a little heavy, but they are a great truck.
Wow, it's interesting. Yeah, because we just hear about the political ties. We see the Cybertruck, and I wanted to talk to people. And this hour, man, somebody brought us, right inside and described the inside of the Cybertruck, and apparently it's a hell of a vehicle. So, all right, when we come back, we got to talk about these controversial pardons. And also, the President of the United States is telling Putin he's playing with fire. I don't think Putin's too upset about that. We're coming back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.